Hello, today the church celebrates Monday of the 25th week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 8, verses 16 to 18. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The lamp about which Jesus speaks in our Gospel passage today was an oil lamp with a wick that could be lit. These lamps were an everyday household item in the time of Jesus, and really for thousands of years. They were so common that even today it's not unusual to find one in the Mediterranean area completely intact. These lamps would light up an entire house at night, so, as Jesus said, no one would light such a lamp and then hide it under a vessel or a bed. That would make absolutely no sense. In today's gospel passage, Jesus uses that light of the lamp as a metaphor for our faith. If the light of faith has been ignited in our hearts, minds, and souls, it's not meant to be covered or hidden. Instead, it should be shared that it may cast light on others so that they too may know and have faith in God. The light of our faith needs to shine in our lives. It should be seen in how we live, in what we do, and how we do it. To make that light of faith shine brightly, we must kindle it by listening to God's word. Jesus says, "Take care then how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given." After listening to his word, we must let that light of faith shine forth through our own words and through our way of life.